Welcome to another episode of I'm Nano.
Putting the I in I'm Nano, I'm your host, Irfani.
And I'm your other host, Monica.
And today, we will do some reflection. We will reflect on what happened in 2023.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And I guess it's just not just any other episode. It's our year in review.
Yes,
yearly
year in review.
Episode.
Yes. We do this annual, every year.
An annual review episode that is being published late in January, but that's okay. We have busy lives.
All right.
I resolve that the podcast will be at the forefront of my mind this year. We're going to make it. It's 4 years in at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is amazing. Yeah.
So again, we've been here for a while now, and let's see. What happened? Let's start with what happened. One of the first things that's quite of kind of exciting. What happened in 2023? Can you tell us?
Yes. We were awarded in the Stevie Awards for Women in Business, the Thought Leadership Award. Now, we got the bronze category, but that doesn't matter because it's thought leadership. So we are thought leaders because of our podcast.
Yes.
So women in business. And Stevies are a big deal.
We went against quite some large groups.
I think IBM was like the first gold winner.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of big companies that also were in the running. So for us to go against them is quite a big achievement, especially if you got the bronze award. So that's the very exciting thing that happened. One of the highlights of 2023. And then the other thing is, I mean, this is not necessarily a bad thing, but since we both are getting quite busy, we are looking for someone to help us around. And this could be mainly actually for the social media aspect, because we do need some help on that end.
Yes. Yeah. And we're looking for some more funding for, well, more funding. I say more funding, but like we don't have any funding. So we're from zero to one. Even if we make $1, that's exponential growth.
Yes, but we're still gonna keep going because we love what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're already reading a bunch of papers anyway, so might as well disseminate it for other people.
Yes, exactly. We gotta talk about it.
Yeah.
And actually some more exciting news, because FeedSpot podcast dropped their nanotechnology podcast to watch for 2024, and we're still on the list of top 10 nanotech podcasts to watch for. We're at position number 5.
Yes, this is still very exciting, especially it's just the two of us, so this is still quite an achievement.
Yeah, because all the other podcasts on there are like institutional podcasts or in the U.S. government or something. And there was also a list on zball.com, which also lists nanotech podcasts to watch for or to listen to 2024. And we're, of course, one of them.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. And then lastly, I think what we're going to try to reflect on is maybe changing our logo for 2024. We are going to try to make it a bit more modern or something different, just so, you know, we didn't rebranding in a way. Nothing's changing, just logo, just to see if we can get something better.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of science podcasts that use like the microscope and the atom. So I feel like it's just like natural thing to use for a science podcast in the logo, but what else
to differentiate it a bit more? Yes,
or add a pop of color. Yes. Will be always.
It's gonna be a challenge for me because I'm not very artistic, but we'll
figure it out.
Monica is much better at this than me.
Well, I don't know. we'll do our best. Do your best.
All right,
there you go.
All right, and then I think we're gonna. And the other thing that we want to discuss is just, you know, some highlights of the science, the nanotech science that happened in the last year. We both have our own favorites. Monica, do you want to talk about yours?
Oh, yeah. And like, we didn't get to do an update on this. But I also add, we started doing those like meet the experts this year. And that was
great. That's a huge thing.
Yes, we had both future Dr. Brittany and future Dr. Stephanie on. And
Yes,
we
yes.
have Dr. Thomas coming up, an interview with a couple other big names, I would say, with very successful people that we're learning from. So that's
Yes.
also exciting. But some research I didn't get to talk about and we didn't get to discuss, but is really cool, is nanotechnology for flowers, believe it or not. So researchers have experimented with silver nanotechnology to help flowers. You know, once you pick them, they kind of die right away within a few days. So how can we help the flowers stay fresher longer when they're, you know, on our counter space or in our kitchen? So the focus was silver nanotech, and that's because it has antibacterial properties, and that helps cut flowers last longer by reducing the risk of bacterial growth. Now, research in this has came out maybe 2014, a while ago, but recently there was a paper that came out 2023, and that did a little bit more specific of a study and like a big longevity study, and they used nanofiber mats containing lavender oil and methyl jasminate along with treatments for of silver nanoparticles, and this was to treat microbial growth, and they disseminated about the vase lifespan of cut roses. And it's like very scientific study, but it's like nanotech based. But it's very cool, the application of looking at, well, microbial growth in distilled water. So distilled water was used as their control treatment for versus the others. And there were 18 treatments used for the experiment. The findings showed that nanofiber mat treatments have a significant effect on vase life and microbial growth, and roses treated with prolactone and 10% of that methyl jasminate and silver nanoparticles could last 10 days longer. So that's a very long vase lifespan.
Yeah, because any flowers, at least in my case, especially the ones that come in like a in a you know a whole set of them, not containing a not with it not without the pots, they can die quite quickly.
Yeah,
So
like
10
fresh
days is
cut
a long
flowers are
time.
so nice. Yeah, when you have the smell and everything, you give the food, but you know, the bacteria still grows and then they die
And then the
out.
water
And
turns a weird color. It looks gross.
yeah, exactly.
Well, there you go. Silver nanoparticles. I think, I mean, it's also quite well known already that silver nanoparticles is has antibacterial properties. It's
That's
just,
true.
yeah. It's just I'm surprised that no one thought about using it for flowers. And I'm sure this
Yeah,
is something that
yeah.
would benefit. I mean, we'll look at the safety issues, but the benefit would be really great for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that was in the July 2023 issue of Post Harvest Biology and Technology. There's a journal to for everything. But it's nice. Lavender oil, methyl jasminate, and you know, the nanofibers made out with the silver.
So
Very
those who are
innovative.
interested in reading more, we're gonna have the link as well in our description.
Yeah, as usual. Yep.
Yes. And then for me, what I want to highlight is the quantum dust, which was the winner of the 2023 Nobel Prize winner in chemistry. And it was
Oh,
awarded
yeah.
to Mungi Bawandi, Louis Bruce, and Alexei Yakimov, who were awarded the Nobel Prize for their discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. Now, these quantum dots, these are nanoparticles. They're so tiny that their properties is significantly affected by their size. And we're talking about like the range of nanometers. Again, these aren't nanotechnology, but because they're so small, their properties is so distinctly controlled by their sizes. And now quantum dots, they are eliminating computer monitors, television screens based on like this technology called the QLED. And they are also used for by chemists, doctors, for other purposes such as mapping biological tissues. And I know that it can also be used in sensors. I know quite a few people who are exploiting that property. So it's quite prevalent in a lot of research and just a lot of technologies they are developing right now. So That's very, very exciting.
Yeah, biological tissue mapping, that's a definitely something to watch for in 2024, along with drug delivery, I would say, but especially for the nanotech and med, I think something
It's
to
becoming a
usually
big thing,
watch for,
huh?
but 2024 for sure. I mean, COVID is still a thing, sorry folks, but like maybe we have better technology to combat getting sick, or you know, that 100-day cough that people are talking about, all that.
Well, we'll cover more of that later this coming months.
Yes.
Yes. And yeah, I think we're looking forward to some exciting interviews as well. More meet the experts and then more exciting research coming up in the next few months. So stay
Yeah, I'm
tuned
so
for
excited
that.
to see what other groups are working on. It's always so exciting to read new papers.
I have
Cool.
a few quite in minority, and
Awesome.
I'm personally quite excited about those. Some
Yes.
that are not very good because again, we need to think about the safety issues, but
Oh, yeah.
we need to consider that. But either way, they're pretty exciting.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, looking forward to 2024 research in 2024. Let's see what we got in the nanotech space. We're here for it.
All right, so I think that is all for today, but stay tuned for the upcoming ones.
Yeah, and stay curious.